got our next guest on the show, Isaac Nellist. Are you there?
Good morning, Chloe and Zane, and anyone else there?
Jacob.
Yeah, I'm here as well.
Hey, top of the morning.
I just wanted to say, I think every ad should be followed by a statement like that about the truth. But thanks for having me.
Yeah, our listeners, so we're joined by Isaac Nellist. Isaac is an activist, Socialist Alliance member, and many other things from Gadigal country. But more importantly, he's one of the Green Left editors, and we've invited him on the show today to talk about the Green Left supporter drive and also an upcoming live stream event that we've planned. So Isaac, could you tell us a little bit about this Green Left supporter drive that we're actually in the midst of it now, and the exciting live stream event?
Yeah, of course. So, I mean, as you guys know, as a community radio station, it's hard enough to you know, produce any kind of media without the kind of corporate funding and advertising, such as you know, the one that just played before, to get by without the kind of funding that brings and corporate donations, or even, you know, sponsorship and money that comes with being in groups like NGOs and stuff like that. So Green Left is pretty proud to be 100% grassroots, activist-driven and people-powered. But that does, of course, mean that we need to, you know, have a supporter drive every now and then to keep it going. And that's what we're in the middle of right now. We've started a supporter drive basically from the start of this month, essentially, and are going until the start of September. And we're asking, we need basically as many people as possible to sign up to become supporters of Green Left, to help us continue to produce, you know, the fortnightly newspaper that we put out, our regular interviews and podcasts, photography that goes up on, you know, Instagram and social media. And yeah, we just need that support, and also to maintain our events calendar, which is one of our most popular sites, is where you can go to find basically any protest that's coming up in your city in the next few weeks. So if people who are listening to this are interested in signing up, you can go to greenleft.org.au/support, and the plan is to start from just $5 a month, and that gets you a digital subscription, or $10 a month to get the physical newspaper sent to your house. But as part of this whole supporter drive event, we've organised a live stream, which is coming up on the 16th of August from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. in Eastern time. So that's going to be really fun. It's going to be an online event with incredible list of guests. I'll read out some of the guests that we've got lined up. So comedian Tom Ballard, many people will know. Greens MP Abigail Boyd from New South Wales. The incredibly staunch and legendary Senator Lydia Thorpe. Karen Brown, who's an awesome housing activist. Christy Kane, who's a legendary unionist from CFMEU. Melbourne's very own Councillor Sue Bolton, the Socialist Alliance, as well as a Pakistani Socialist Ammar Ali Jan, Kristen O'Connell from the Anti-Poverty Centre, Zach Schofield from Rising Tide, and a whole bunch more. So not only will it be these kind of big names that are just read out, but we're also encouraging people to call in and you know, talk about briefly why they support Green Left and other activist media platforms as well. So we'd really love people to come to tune into that. It's going to be streamed on YouTube, and there's also going to be in-person gatherings that people can come and actually hang out with other like-minded people and you know, have some food or do some banner painting. There's various activities going on in different cities. You can find all the details of those gatherings on Green Left website or on our social media as well. So, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, I think.
Yeah, that's an excellent, a very exciting lineup of guests, Isaac, and also Les Thomas, a left-wing musician we're going to be interviewing Les next. He's also coming on the live stream, and he's going to maybe play his new song. We don't know yet, but it might be a bit of a surprise. But yeah, it's just really great to hear that all of these people are coming on the live stream and showing their solidarity with Green, with an organization like Green Left, which is, you know, it's non-profit media. We've always supported Palestine. It's a very anti-war paper, and it's been going for over 30 years now, and we want it to keep going. Isaac, we are running a little bit out of time, but is, you know, I guess maybe let people know how they can access this live stream event. Is it through the Green Left website, or is it YouTube, or what? How do people get?
Yeah, the best thing to do would be to head to our social media or our website, and there's, you know, links there, but it'll be streamed on our YouTube channel. So if you go to our YouTube, you'll find it, but it's also probably easiest to get the link from our website, which is greenleftorg.au. But, you know, keep an eye on our social media. We'll be, you know, posting the links around, especially as it gets closer, and also some of the more the guests that we'll be announcing as it gets closer as well.
Yeah, and, you know, some of these activists that are going to be on our live stream or, you know, calling in, you know, they might be talking about some of the grassroots campaigns that they're involved in, or some of the issues that they really care about. And, you know, Green Left has supported all of that through its coverage. So I guess, Isaac, before we let you go, could you please remind people why it's so important to support activist media like Green Left?
Yeah, well, I think just as you've raised, Green Left has been supporting a lot of these campaigns for decades. So yeah, it's been we're in our 34th year, I think. But I think it's been particularly highlighted in the last 20 months with Israel's genocide in Gaza, that, you know, we can't rely on the mainstream media, obviously not the, you know, the right-wing kind of corporate media, but not even, you know, the ABC has been particularly shown up as, you know, not reporting the truth on what's happening, and, you know, silencing the voices that are standing up for Gaza. And it's really shown that we do need alternative media platforms. And Green Left always had a particular focus as a working class perspective and activist perspectives on what is happening around us. So you'll see, you know, reports on things that are happening, protests, rallies that, you know, the mainstream media don't just pretend aren't even happening. I think it's really great as well. You know, we're in particularly kind of dark times with what's going on in Palestine, and also, you know, a range of other things from, you know, climate change, deaths in custody, housing crisis, etc. I think it's a bit of an antidote to the depression that you kind of feel when you hear about these things, is to see that there are people fighting back. And that's the kind of aim of Green Left, is to, you know, report on those struggles and also encourage more people to get out there and take a stand. So I think that's the strength of activist media. And I think because we're, you know, it's all grassroots volunteer, like if people can get involved in many ways, contributing, sending in photos, writing news stories, etc. And it's actually a big community kind of collective project that we're all in together. So that's why I think Green Left is unique, and why people should definitely support it in any way that you can.
Yeah, and listeners, if you are listening and you are not yet a subscriber to Green Left, you know, some people might be getting our broad newsletter, but that doesn't necessarily mean you're a subscriber. Head right now to greenleft.org.au/support. Help our supporter drive. It's as little as $5 a month. And the live stream event is called Green Left Powering Rebellion. Any last comments before we wrap up, Isaac?
I just encourage everyone who's listening to attend the Palestine rally this weekend. I'm in Gadigal Country, Sydney, where we've got the big Harbour Bridge March set to happen, and it's getting a huge list of endorsements. A whole bunch of unions have signed on. There's over 150 organisations have signed on, and I think it's going to be a massive march here in Sydney. I think it'd be great to see that replicated in Naam, where you guys are, but also all across the country. So we've got a list of the upcoming rallies on Green Left social media and website, but also check out your local Palestine groups, and let's make this a huge weekend for Palestine.